to say I am not prepared for notes.
No, I have zero, zero notes written down. Absolutely nothing written down. Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl.
Well, we are going to be mini today. Things are going to be a lot shorter today.
Yes, I'm Karen.
And I am Mandy. And we are from nowhere this week because we are switching things up a little bit.
For
the paperwork side of running a podcast, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah.
The guts of it, the back end of podcasting.
Yeah.
We're switching the day that we record.
Which means that this week's episode needs to be shorter because I can't edit two full episodes in 1 week.
To be fair, I think we still have some of our multiverse discussion
that can continue
at the end of this episode.
I think our actual talk this week is going to be really short, but then we still have about, I think, I want to say it's like half an hour or so of multiverse talk, maybe less, but yeah. I haven't finished editing that.
We're not going to spoil it. We're not going to spoil it.
So we'll do the same thing as last week. It'll be, we'll finish out the episode and then we'll give you another spoiler warning and then we'll come back into it. It'll be the same spoiler warning as last week. I'm just going to copy and paste it, but we'll go into the second half of the talk that didn't make it into the last week's episode because it was too much.
So this week's episode was a big, long conversation.
This week's episode is going to be different. We're not going to have like our usual segments. We're just gonna hang out for a little bit, talk, and then that's gonna be it because neither of us has very many spoons.
No, it has been a week and it's only Monday. We're recording on a Monday.
Yes.
So I think both of our Sunday was spent just in our beds being potatoes.
Oh my gosh, so much.
Not doing anything for anybody.
I texted Mandy.
And today that's kind of carried over.
I texted Mandy like midday and I was like, can we record tomorrow? Because I have basically zero spoons. And she was like, oh my God, me too.
I wanted to cry all that. Not that I don't want to record. Like, that's not it. But it was just like all of the happy tears. Like, I don't have to get up. I don't have to put on makeup. Mm-hmm. I don't have to.
Yeah.
Find all the stuff I bought this week. Like, oh, yes. Yeah,
I think we needed a week off.
Yeah.
Of regular stuff. We'll be back next week, regularly scheduled content, but this week is just going to be a little fun mini-sode.
Yeah, I think we're going to play some games, kind of.
We're gonna play some games. All right, well, I want to bring something up first that I don't know if you've seen it, but David Tennant
I think
Captain
I know what
Kate
it is. Yes!
Are coming back to Doctor Who!
I did see it.
I'm so excited. My favorite doctor. And Catherine Tate is just... chef's kiss. I love her.
Yes, yeah, she's an angel. She's amazing. Now I just need them to bring Matt Smith back too, and it'll just be perfect.
So cool. I saw that this morning and I was like, we can talk about that tonight. I'm very excited. Oh my gosh. This next season better be phenomenal because Russell T. Davies is back. We've got Shuti Gatwa as our new doctor. David Tennant and Catherine Tate are coming back.
It's going to be epic.
Can be great. Not that I didn't love Jodie Whittaker.
I haven't watched any of hers. I'm halfway through Capaldi and I kind of fell off.
Okay.
So
I need to finish
Capaldi.
We love Doctor Who in this cast. All right. Yeah. Well,
I need to get the twins on it. Okay. So when we were texting about this episode, I'm going to censor myself because my niece's door is right there and she's in there and I don't know if she's asleep or not. About some rounds of F, Marry, Kill.
Yes.
So I have three trios for you to decide if you're going to marry or kill.
Am I going to hate you for it?
Probably.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
I'm not ready.
First.
Let's go.
Ninth, 10th, and 11th doctor.
9, 10, 11. I'm going to say F11, marry 10. Sorry, 9. That's what I'm going to go
with. I'm with you.
That's what I'm going to go
with. I'm with you, but backwards.
I know. You
F10, marry 11, kill 9. Poor guy.
I do love Eccleston.
Eccleston.
Eccleston was great, but yeah, nobody holds a candle to Tennant and Smith.
No.
So
that was easy. Kind of painless.
That was mostly painless. I'm scared for what's next though, because
one I still haven't figured out.
Okay.
That was the appetizer.
Okay.
I think that the dessert is should be really easy. Okay. But the main course.
All right.
You know I'm what scared. It is.
No.
Rhys and Asriel Cassian.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I know.
That is a tough one.
Cruel, huh?
That's mean. I don't want to kill any of them.
I don't have an answer either.
That's really mean. You know what? I have an answer. I'm a Mary Reese, and I'm going to do that thing that Feyre thought about Cass and Azriel. That's my answer.
I think I can't. But it would also be real nice, like, to be married to Cassian, the sweet baby cinnamon roll.
I don't know. This is a mean one.
I don't even know if I can pick.
I don't know.
I just think Cassian would be a really good husband, too.
I feel like Azriel would be, too.
Yeah.
I feel agreed. Like they all would be.
So logical.
I hate it.
I hate myself for asking the question.
I hate it. How could you? We're breaking up, Mandy.
Goodbye. What would you do if I just hung up?
Oh my God, I'd die.
I would never.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, last one.
Number three, let's go.
This one's really easy. I hope. Aaron Bram. If you don't say Bram, it's getting killed. I will hang up, and that will be the last episode of this podcast ever. I can take Tony slander. I cannot take support of Bram.
Okay, wait. You cut out at the beginning. So it's somebody, I'm assuming Alec, Aaron, Bram?
Alec.
Well, yeah. You cut out, so I didn't hear it. Okay, well, obviously, we marry Alec.
Yes.
You F Aaron. And sorry, Bram, but you're kind of...
I'm not sorry.
You're kind of a petulant child is what you are, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
He sees her one time and he's in love with... Excuse me. I just threw up a little bit. See, that one was easy. We didn't have to break up the podcast.
But also, if you're going to base it on that, Alec also saw what's her name, Isabel, like one time and was in love with her.
Well, Alec doesn't suck like Bram does. Okay. So there's that.
All right. So for anybody who somehow doesn't know, the first one was Doctor Who. The second one was ACOTAR. Oh. And then the third one is The Night the Stars Fell.
Yes. If you've made it this far and haven't read The Night the Stars Fell, what are you even doing with your life?
Are like, you we even both our friend?
Pre-ordered our swag boxes for The Starlight and the Shadows this morning.
Before we texting, Amber like, oh even God. Sent out the email.
Yep. I had already gotten several calendar alerts because I send a few just in case I miss one. I have like 3 set to remind me, and then Karen texts me and it was like, yes.
My alarm went off for me to get up and go to work because the boxes dropped at 7 a.m. my time. And so my alarm went off and it was like 6:15-ish and I was like groggily looking at it. And then I popped out of bed. I was like, oh, today's the day. It's swag box day. You have to get up. I was like, I need to get up and shower before 7 o'clock so that I can be ready and do this and go to work on time.
I love it.
Yeah. So that was fun.
I'm very, very excited about that, even though we won't get them until August, but
it's okay.
That's okay.
I'm excited.
It'll be here before we know it.
Yes. I know we said that we were going to prepare things for these games, but I absolutely 100% forgot. So you're carrying this episode.
I'm carrying us. I have 2 people that we can sort into Hogwarts houses too that I think might be a little difficult.
I have one, but I think it's really obvious. Ew. America Chavez.
I feel like she's a Gryffindor.
Really? I think she's a Hufflepuff.
Maybe. Yeah.
The way she talks about food.
She might be a Gryffindor.
I can see that.
She is very excited about food. Also,
she is so very, very food motivated. Very food motivated.
But so are you, and you're not a Hufflepuff.
Yeah, but I'm like 51-49, like a Ravenpuff. Like,
that's me with Slytherin.
I am very Ravenin. It's hard to do like Slytherin as like the secondary
Slytherclaw. Yeah. I tell people that I'm going to say this wrong with the math. I tell people I'm 51% Ravenclaw, like 45% Slytherin. And then the rest, I think it's like 4% that's left over that's Hufflepuff. I ain't got a stitch of Gryffindor in me at all. Not a single bit of me has any Gryffindor tendencies, but there's a little bit of Hufflepuff there.
I'm definitely, I am very, very much a Ravenclaw. Very much so. I'm very food motivated. I'm like one snack away from being your best friend. Not you personally, just like anybody in general.
I was going to say, but you already are.
I was like, not you specifically, just you as in like the worldwide you.
A cube of cheese will be besties.
Yeah. I'm very food motivated. The way that America talked about food in every unit, she's just like, food this, food that. It's very hard to eat in that universe. You don't want to stick there long enough. So I feel like she's got puffy tendencies.
I did marry Griffin Puff. So yeah. Like we're polar opposites on our Hogwarts tendencies. So there's that. There's a door in the house.
They say opposites attract. So there you go.
True that.
Right, who are your people?
All right. My first one is, they're both real life people. Okay. First one is Walt Disney.
I don't know anything about Walt Disney, the person. So
I know very little. I was just trying to think of because there's been just about every character you can find a mm-hmm. cartoon of them as their Hogwarts house. Uh-huh. So I was trying to think of real life people.
I feel like I don't know enough about real life Walt Disney to make a guess.
I feel like there has to be at least a good chunk of Hufflepuff in there to have created.
I was going to say Ravenclaw.
Disney World. That too.
Because we value creativity and imagination and stuff like that.
What it takes to plan something like it's Disney World.
Very logistical.
And Disneyland.
Probably lots of spreadsheets involved.
Which
is a very Ravenclaw thing, as I exhibit.
But then you've got to be super brave to go out there and actually do it. So maybe there's some Gryffindor in there as well. I don't know. Mm-hmm. See, I don't know enough about him either. I was just trying to think of real people, and I'm looking around my library at all the Disney memorabilia.
Yeah. That's a good one. All right.
And then my other one is just because I don't know if I've ever talked about this podcast. And if you hate her, you hate me, everything I stand for. I've never talked about how much I love her, but I would probably die for Meghan Markle. And so
I was like, I really hope that it's not somebody that I hate, because I think we're about to break up.
Hayley Atwell.
No. Oh my God, I would die. I would hang up.
No. Meghan Markle, I just love her. And I feel like she got such a terrible rap from tabloids. People were so hateful to her and she didn't deserve it. Mm-hmm. And I think she's a Slytherin. And
I watched Suits and I loved her in Suits. And then she got married and I was like, wait, you're that
she's
girl.
So beautiful.
She is.
And then watching videos, I don't know if you watched the Oprah interview that they did, but I sat there and sobbed on my couch because she talked about how she was so suicidal. She postpartum depression after she had Archie, mm-hmm. and she was suicidal and she just didn't want to be here anymore. And she went to the firm to get help. And basically everyone other than the queen and Philip basically were like, suck it up, Buttercup. You can't kill yourself because you're a royal.
Yeah.
And didn't want to offer her any help or support. Just were like, okay, well, can you be sad in heels? Because you have an appearance. And there was this one interview I saw of her. I'm sorry, I'm off on a tangent because I just love her so much. There was an interview I saw where somebody asked her, are you okay? How are you doing? And she gets teary-eyed and mm-hmm. she's like, nobody ever asks me that.
I've seen that.
I don't know how to respond to
it. I've seen that one. That breaks my heart. Yeah, postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety need to be talked about more because they're the shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely the worst. Absolutely the worst. So,
obviously, I've never been through that. But just watching it made my guts just want to fall out mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. bleed on the floor. This is terrible.
I saw that. I saw that specific one where she's like, nobody's ever asked me that before. Yeah, that poor thing.
I think she's a Slytherin though. The way that she came back from all of that and she was like, you know what? Just for that, I'm just going to leave. And I'm going to take my husband and my children with me.
Yeah.
And we're going to do our own thing. Thank you very much.
She does what she has to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. I like that.
And she looks freaking baller and green. Granted, she looks beautiful no matter what she wears. So
just period.
She's on a paper bag. She is very, very close to Lizzie Olsen in my mind. Just perfect human beings.
Yeah, I do like her. I love her. She's great. I can see that. I can see Slytherin. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's all. That's the extent right here. This line is the extent of my planning and my preparations for this week.
This is all the prep that we have done for this week, friends, because like we said, we needed a break.
Things around. We needed a break. And I don't think that this break could have come at a better time.
It just kind of happened.
Still going to talk. Yeah, we're going to talk and do the full episode 3 days from now for us recording, but it'll be a week before you hear that episode. So never fear. I have a stack of stuff across the room that I bought that I'll show off to Karen on Thursday, but to you a week from Thursday.
I got some really awesome mail. I you know, I'm showing Mandy. Y'all can't see, but I'm very excited. So yeah, we basically prepared absolutely nothing for this week. We just wanted to stop and talk for a little bit. There was something that I saw that I wanted to talk to you about, and now I've completely forgotten what it is. Oh, I did. I posted an ask us anything on Instagram.
Oh yeah.
I only saw one response though. I don't know if you saw other ones.
I didn't, and I actually went looking, but I'm kind of a little about that feature on Instagram, so.
I don't know how it works. It showed up in the notifications, but I didn't go back and check. But we got one question, and this is from @TerraPlanandTall. What's your favorite dinosaur?
Knee-jerk reaction said Stegosaurus, and I don't know why. That's just like my brain went, of course it's a Stegosaurus, and I didn't know that about myself, but here we are. It's a Stegosaurus, apparently.
You know what's really funny is that just today, a friend of mine sent me a message, and it was literally just she forwarded me one of those Facebook product things, and it's just a sticker that says, don't be a Cuntosaurus.
Hey!
And you know what?
That's what I'm gonna go with.
That's what I'm going to go with.
I don't have an answer for that.
I've had a few days to think about this. And of course, because I'm me, I forgot about it. So I didn't think about it. So I don't have an answer.
You don't have one that just pops into your head. Like, that's what happened to me. It just came into my head.
Nothing.
My brain was like, girl, it's a Stegosaurus.
Apparently your brain feels very strongly
about dinosaurs.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Let's see. I feel like I probably have random stuff on my phone that I can talk to you about because I save things before sending them to you.
While you're looking, I can ask you a question and I can answer it for myself too. What is your all-time most favorite book?
Oh my word.
Do you have one? Because I actually do that I don't think it will ever be dethroned.
I think I know the answer to yours. I don't know the answer for me. My problem is that my memory stores I've got low memory. Like if we're talking in terms of like if my brain was like an iPhone, it's on low memory all the time. So basically I will
And you can't upgrade the plan in your brain.
You can't.
Which
you
sucks. Can't. I wish we could buy an external hard drive for your brain.
So basically...
Not your brain. Anybody's brain.
Right. No, I got you. But basically, I read things, and then I feel a certain sort of way, and then as soon as I feel my feels, then it's, like, out of my head.
What happened in that book?
I was just like, I'll be like, I really like this book, and people will be like, what's it about? And I'm like, here's the back cover.
A girl.
If you would like to read it.
A girl who goes somewhere, and she does something, and
there's
she has a friend.
Girl. And... You know, what's her name again? Yeah, no, I don't know if I can answer that. I remember as a kid.
The book boyfriend was this. That's my extent of memory from books is what the book boyfriend was.
I love that. I remember as a kid, my favorite book was The Secret Garden. I haven't read it since I was a kid, so I literally don't remember anything that happens in it. So I can't even.
We should go back and read books that we read when we were like children, like that.
Yeah.
Like I would love to Little Women again. I haven't read it in years.
I feel like I've seen somewhere that there's like problematic things in The Secret Garden, and now I'm like, I feel like I really should reread it just so that I can understand.
Well, that's the one where the kid is sick and they like keep them all.
Listen, I just told you I don't like, remember what happens. Quarantined
away from everybody. I think if it's what I'm thinking of, then yeah, like children are being. Like,
I have no idea. I literally
feel like there's some Munchausen by proxy there.
Could not tell you.
I just remember the movie. I feel like I remember the movie because I used to watch it a lot at my grandma's. Mm. Yeah, we should reread, like add into our TBRs when we need like a, because every now and then, like I need a quick fantasy break.
Yeah.
You know, like I love fantasy, it's my favorite, but sometimes you need like a cartoon cover romance or like a book by someone like a celebrity or something to just break the monotony.
I have
monotony, that's a bad word, but you know.
No, I know what you mean. I have, well, I'm doing my like 12 month book challenge or whatnot, where I have recommendations from friends. And two of my friends recommended books that are like the first book in a series. And so I'm like, well, obviously I'm going to read the whole series because how could I not? But also both of these series are like very spicy, like fantasy, and I'm just like,
what series are they?
This is killing me because I am
now
a
I need to know
person.
What they are.
The first one is The Zodiac Wolves by Elizabeth Briggs. The first book is called Moon Touched, which I just finished. Mm-hmm. I think there's currently three books and a fourth coming out, or two and a third coming out. I can't remember, but yeah. And then the second one, the series is called Fever by Karen Marie Monning. The first book is called Dark Fever, all one word, which I have read. And okay. I read the second one. I just started the third one today. But yeah, that one, I can't take it very seriously because one of the, I guess, group of villains, the main character calls them Death by Sex Fae.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's
I try not to be judgy, but then at the same time, it's like sometimes you're just
I can't take it seriously. But also I can't stop reading it.
Listen, I'm with you. That's kind of how I felt with and they're so like, it's the books that you love them even though you're like, well, am I really reading this? But the oh my god, what's it called? A Touch of Darkness, the Hades and Persephone retelling.
Oh.
So good. She's left us at a cliffhanger, but they are like that where it's like, some of it is like, really? This is just gratuitous and silly.
Yeah, yeah. It's fascinating, but I also am just like, I'm not gonna stop reading it.
No, I mean, if you're invested already, then why
I'm already up? Invested. Why I'm on book three. I'm gonna keep going. There's like 11 books. It's fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. It's fine.
I eventually am gonna get to Zodiac Academy. There's 11 books, and I just
too. Yeah, I can't.
It's on mine. It's just getting the will to live to do it.
basically, I get that. Yeah. All right. Well, there was one thing that I wanted. I saw something on Instagram, and I screenshotted it so that I could talk to you about it. So this was posted by the Freeform Instagram, which for some reason I follow. Don't ask me why. I have no idea.
Josh follows Fat Joe, which I thought was so funny today to find out. I was like, you follow?
All right. So they posted just a graphic, and it just says, is the MCU the new 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon? So can all actors be connected via the MCU? I feel like probably.
At this point, yes, because everybody's...
Pick two random actors and let's see if we can do it. You pick one and then I'll pick one. Not somebody that is currently in the MCU.
That's hard because I don't know. When you think of an actor, it's in the MCU. I was going to say, Harry Styles, but you know.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Maybe.
It's not hard for me.
Okay.
what about your man, Milo?
Milo's a good one. Okay.
Milo's a good one. Okay, let's think. We're going to connect Lin-Manuel Miranda and Milo Ventimiglia using the MCU. And my brain's already like crashed. Okay.
I've forgotten every movie and TV show I've ever seen in my life.
Okay. Lin-Manuel Miranda directed Tick, Tick, Boom, which has Andrew Garfield, who is Spider-Man. And then from Andrew Garfield, we can go to... I'm trying to think of things that Milo Ventimiglia is in, but...
Tom Holland.
I don't know Milo Ventimiglia's
Gilmore
IMDb.
Gilmore Girls, Heroes?
Heroes.
And This Is Us?
Heroes. Who was in Heroes?
Oh, that guy with the eyebrows.
Oh,
Ashley Williams would hate me forever for forgetting his name.
The guy with the eyebrows.
I can never tell her about this. They're like freaking 10 miles tall. Hold on, I'm gonna Google it. Heroes.
I am
looking right now. The cast and crew.
There's so many. Oh, wait, I got it. Okay, So, hold on. We've got Lin-Manuel Miranda directed Tick, Tick, Boom, which Andrew Garfield starred in. Andrew Garfield was Peter Parker / Spider-Man in No Way Home, which connects to Tom Holland. And Tom Holland worked with Sebastian Stan, who was in a music video with Hayden Panettiere, who was on Heroes with Milo Ventimiglia.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! God, you're good at that. Zachary Quinto, I was thinking about the eyebrows. I don't know why he has anything to do with the MCU, but
I bet I can make that work too. But that's just an example of how much of Sebastian Stan's filmography I've watched, because who the hell knew that Sebastian Stan was in a Hayden Panettiere music video?
Me. Did you know I watched Heroes at the beginning of quarantine, like when the world shut down and like you couldn't go anywhere early on. I binged Heroes during the day. Like I would just listen to it while I was working. And every time Hayden Panettiere would come on the screen, I was like, I freaking hate her. And I don't know why. I was like, why do I hate her so much?
You know,
why do I have anything against this girl? Why it came to me.
Okay.
Oh no, I have reasons.
Oh, okay.
First of all, this is a dumb reason that I don't really care about anymore. But at the time when Heroes was actually on screen, my boyfriend thought she was so hot. I could really, at this point, I could not care less about that. But what really stung? The real hit to a 17-year-old psyche is when your boyfriend thinks that she's so hot, she's dating Milo Ventimiglia in real life. That's the blow to the ego, is she got to date Milo Ventimiglia and I was stuck here. Not even with Josh.
Oh my goodness.
That's why. And so I was like, oh, and this is just residual shit from a decade ago. Cool.
That's fun.
That's why I hate her. We'll never be friends.
That's so funny. I love that.
Yeah. That's so pretty funny. Terrible.
Okay. We got a couple
minutes. And then
left.
Did you know that Milo was in a Fergie music video?
No, I did not know that.
He was. I think it was Big Girls Don't Cry. They got him, like, they covered him in tattoos. And
I love that.
Love that man. God, I love that man.
Do. I know you do.
I should tell people, just because you know it, but since we talked about it and I don't have to go into why, but my favorite book would be The Perks of Being a Wallflower by Stephen Chbosky. It's been that way since I was like 15 and it will be that way forever. Okay.
Hit me with another one.
Let's see if I can do better.
Okay.
I'll have to post a photo of my high school copy because it has seen better days.
It is terrible. Random person. You have to think of one so that I don't already connect them in my head when I say them.
Okay, I got one.
Tell me when you're ready. Okay. A first person that I thought of was Claire Danes for some reason.
And I thought of Gerard Butler.
Okay. Gerard Butler was in Phantom of the Opera with Emmy Rossum, who was in a TV show, but I don't know anything about the TV show, so I'm currently looking it up because that was literally just the first thing that I thought of. Okay, who's the cast? All these people whose names I don't know. William H. Macy was probably in a bunch of things. Movies and TV.
Probably. Is it Hilary Swank that's in P.S. I Love You with him?
I don't know the answer to that.
If you've never seen that movie, get a brown paper bag to sob into.
Okay, cool.
And watch it.
Wow. Yeah.
It's Hilary Swank and Lisa Kudrow and Jeffrey Dean Morgan and Kathy Bates and Harry Connick Jr.
Okay, we have to connect this to the MCU somehow.
I'm trying, Karen.
This is hurting my brain. I don't know enough of either of their filmographies.
Oh, the screenplay for P.S. I Love You was written by Stephen Rogers.
Doesn't count.
Okay. Is there anybody on The Walking Dead that's now in the MCU? Because
Lauren Ridloff.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Lauren Ridloff.
Okay, so Gerard Butler and Jeffrey Dean Morgan were in P.S. I Love You.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan was in The Walking Dead with Lauren Ridloff, who played
and Supernatural.
Makari in Eternals. And then Eternals. Who are we connecting?
That's it.
Okay, but we have to connect it to Claire Danes.
Claire Danes.
Yeah, what is Claire Danes in?
I don't freaking know anything about Claire Danes other than Romeo and Juliet.
I know. Oh, she was in... Hold on. Claire Danes was... She's Homeland, right? Yeah, she's the main actress in Homeland.
Oh yeah.
You don't know what Homeland is?
She's in My So-Called Life. I know what it is, but I've never watched it. Wait a second. Is this a picture of her making out with Tom Hiddleston? She's in a movie with Tom Hiddleston soon. Hold on. The Ex-Serpent is coming. It's like on now.
Oh, the Essex.
She's with Tom Hiddleston. She stars with Tom Hiddleston. The Essex Serpent.
Okay, so then we got... Okay.
We are freaking awesome.
Wait, but we still have to connect them. We have to connect Gerard Butler and Claire Danes. Okay, I got it. Okay, Gerard Butler was in P.S. I Love You with Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who is in The Walking Dead with Lauren Ridloff, who is in Eternals with Gemma Chan, who is in Captain Marvel with Brie Larson, who is in Endgame with Tom Hiddleston, who is in The Essex Serpent with Claire Danes. Yes!
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh my God, that was difficult.
I am so, I feel like I've run a marathon.
That was fun though.
Yeah.
I love that.
That should be like a brain teaser that we like start episodes
with. Oh my gosh. That should be just like our little warm up when we're just talking to each other so that we can get before we start. We should have people send us two celebrities and see if we can connect them.
Yes. That's a good idea. We're gonna
do. All right. Well, that was the incoherent fangirl.
That was the incoherent fangirl. We're happy you're here.
Very incoherent. I can't even say it. It was very incoherent. So if you enjoyed this mini episode, please like, follow, and subscribe us on wherever you are listening to us. Follow us on social media at The Incoherent Fangirl on Instagram and TikTok, at Incoherent Girls on Twitter, because they have a character limit and I will never cease to be pissed about it.
I will be angry forever.
Until they add more characters. Like our Facebook page, The Incoherent Fangirl, or follow or visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, where we have all our episodes available to stream, as well as a blog with longer reviews of books and or movies and or TV shows or whatever we review.
I'm hoping to have one posted the end of this week. I'm about to finish a book and I'm ready to talk about it.
Yay, not quite exciting.
Ready, but we'll be ready. I've got like 2 hours left.
Awesome. And then you can send us an email at theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com. Send us two random celebrities that we will try to connect using the MCU, because that was really fun.
I misunderstood the assignment at first and I thought we were connecting them to the MCU.
Through the MCU. That's how I interpreted it, because
I'm good with that. That makes it more of a challenge, but in a good way.
And then what else do we say? We have a YouTube channel where you can stream all of our episodes if you would prefer to do it that way. It will also be used later for bonus content and Patreon. We have coupon codes. You can visit herecomesthenerd.com.
Lots of coupon codes.
And use code FANGIRL to get 20% off your first order. That's correct, right?
Yep. You can visit onceuponabookclub.com and use code MANDY10 for 10% off your order.
Or visit Novelty Chess, novel like a book, tea like the drink, chess.com, and enter code FANGIRL5 at checkout to get 5% off the lifetime of your monthly subscription.
And last but certainly not least, go to GrimoireTea.com and use code FANGIRLTEA, no I, just FANGRLTEA, for 10% off your order. These will all be linked below, so you'll have links and the code right there ready to go.
Yes, we'll make it easy for you, because sometimes we speak and it doesn't make sense.
It rarely makes.
That's the whole point of the podcast. We're incoherent. And that's it. We love you. Thanks for listening.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at herecomesthenerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.
Like, all right, is everybody gone? Are they gone? Unless you're here for the multiverse? Spoiler, 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 spoiler alert. If you're still here, plenty of warning.
If you are still here, you are about to hear spoilers for Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. And if you do not stop playing right now, we cannot be held responsible for the things that you hear.
If that was Wanda's death, I'm furious.
It's not.
It better not
so
be.
So you see it crash down, right? And then you see the blast of red light. Wanda left. Wanda was not there when it all came crash. There's no way.
I was going to say, not only one, I don't want her to die. Two, I want her to be an X-Men, be with the X-Men. But three, I don't like the lesson of if you don't get what you want, you just kill yourself. Mm-hmm. Like Scarlet Witch did, like Wanda did.
I don't like the lesson where it's like Wanda did all these bad things, but she fixed it in the end, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's part of it, because that's what happened in WandaVision. She did all these things she enslaved an entire town, but she put it back, so it's okay. She chased after America and she killed all these people, but she destroyed the Darkhold, so it's okay. Like, no, she's not dead. There's no way. No.
I hope not.
I refuse.
I feel like... She deserved better than this movie gave her. I love the powerful, I'm a mother and I'm going for my kids no matter what. Mm-hmm. But if you, like you're saying, you see Wanda, she has a terribly tragic childhood backstory. Mm-hmm. Then she gets Vision and has to put a hole through his head. Mm-hmm. Then she gets her kids and has to destroy the reality that they live in. Mm-hmm. So it's like, no matter what good things happen to her, it automatically has to be bad. She mm-hmm. can't choose to grow from it. Instead, she has to create Westview, or she has to, you know, go off the rails and travel through the multiverse and use a child to do it. Another thing, and you can tell me this as someone with the conviction of a mother, mm-hmm. I struggle with a mother being able to harm another child for the sake of their own. Mm-hmm. Not saying you know, wouldn't save your child over someone else, but could you literally take the life of another child?
So here's my thing. Here's how I view it. Okay. So Wanda has lost her children. She's doing her best to get back to them. And she is single-minded, wants to get back to them. She has also been corrupted by the Darkhold. So she has, I think every parent has to make this decision at, like, probably not at some point, but like if they were presented with the situation where they had to go through somebody to get to their children, that's a decision that as a parent would be really rough to make.
Yeah, and because I think this is
with her having,
because it's a child too.
Right.
Like if there's a grown-ass man standing between you and your kid, obviously, man, you're going down.
Here's the thing. Me personally, as a parent, there is nothing in this world that is going to keep me from my child, right?
Right.
However, I am bound by laws of reality and laws of the land. And so in a moment where if I have to choose killing another child to get my child or letting my child go, obviously, in our reality, I'm not going to commit murder.
Yeah, you're not going to kill another
However,
child.
That's a decision that Wanda has to make. That's the same decision that Wanda has to make. And unfortunately, she has a negative influence on her that causes her to choose the negative option. You know what I mean? So like, like if I were presented with that same situation, if I had to go murder a child in order to get my child back, logically, obviously, I'm going to choose not to commit murder.
You want to choose to preserve your child.
However, if I have something that's messing with my mind, I might choose murder, you know? So,
do you know what I wish had been the thing? I thought, because they're, you know, so this is a mother. Mm-hmm. I thought that they were going to end up landing in the multiverse in front of her mothers, in front of America's mothers. Mm-hmm. And Wanda seeing their love for her would pull her back to herself, where she's, you know, has the thought to say, oh my God, this is someone's child too. Mm-hmm. I was about to do to them what was done to me, and it's not going to fix my situation.
Yeah.
And I even leaned over to Josh in the theater and I was like, I bet they find her moms. And you introduce them and you never see them again.
Well,
for now, I hope we see them. I hope she finds her mom.
She'll find them. But I think it, the way that it ended with her bringing Wanda to 838 to see her kids, I feel like that was brilliant. Such a smart decision, especially for a child to make.
Yes.
Somebody who doesn't have that lived experience, doesn't have that.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah.
In a snap
as quickly
like that?
As she did, especially under duress. You know, she was in front of Wanda. She was like, I know I'm not going to beat you. And then she was just like, well, let me give you what you want. Except it's not what
brilliant.
She wants. It's
so smart.
Brilliant. So smart. Like, go off, America. Like,
yes,
girl,
ma'am.
Girl, I'm all about it.
I'm trying to take away. I don't have very many more notes.
You said something about America's mom, mm-hmm. and I want to talk about that. First of all, yay.
Yeah, yay. I love seeing them.
First of all, yay. But second of all, I watched a TikTok where somebody was responding to a comment that literally said, I don't mind it, but I felt like it was too much for a PG-13 movie. What about two women being kind to each other, putting flowers in each other's hair is too much? You're gonna tell me that you can stab something in the eye, rip the eye out, have a man's head melt, explode a man's head, cut somebody in half, snap somebody's neck, all of the things that happened, but two lesbians on screen is too much?
Describe my face right now. just like utter confusion. It's not like they were like boning each other.
They didn't.
They were
even
literally
kiss.
Standing there. They over literally. Their child, yeah. As like a they were a loving family.
They
a bit much. Are you kidding?
The most affection that was there was her putting a flower in her hair. One of her moms putting a flower in her hair, and that's too much. But stabbing a gigantic monster in the eye and then ripping that eye out, that's not too much. That's not too much for 13-year-olds. But two women, one putting a flower in another woman's hair, is too much.
People are so stupid.
I hate people. I fucking hate people.
That's absurd.
I wrote it down.
The whole
I was...
time you're talking about that, I'm just like squinting at the screen at your
face.
Yeah,
your
just, like...
face just got more and more confused as
like,
I was talking.
I couldn't even word because I'm trying to think did I miss a porn scene?
I know, right? Like,
did I miss something?
Yeah. So I needed to throw that out there because it made me angry. It made me so
should have
angry.
Been rated R because there were lesbians. Oh my god.
I have something.
Are we in 1940? We are in 1940, but
dude.
I digress.
We're not gonna talk about it. Okay. I have a couple more things, but why don't you go? Because I feel like I've been talking a lot.
I only have one more because we've kind of had a lot of the same notes or you've hit something that I had. Mm-hmm. Charlize Theron in the end is Clea.
Clea, Doctor Strange's future wife.
Yeah. And Sorcerer Supreme herself.
And Sorcerer Supreme.
That was pretty exciting.
So I didn't know who she was when I watched the movie. I've seen TikTok since then because I'm social media trash. but so Clea, for anybody who's listening who doesn't know, Clea is the niece of Dormammu. She is from the Dark Dimension. And she becomes Doctor Strange's wife later in the comics. So it's interesting to see her.
That was a cool thing to see.
Interesting to see her show up and literally cut a portal to the Dark Dimension.
I've got to Google his name because we had somebody else. The Minotaur and the master from the Hong Kong Sanctum.
Oh, yeah. They were.
We had, oh my gosh, what's his name? I'm looking for him. Rintra.
I was like, it starts with an R.
Yeah. Rintra, and he was what is the Hong Kong master's name? I've forgotten her name too because I forget.
I don't know
because I was like
yeah, it's very
I'm
cool.
Googling, but it was I liked that Easter egg.
Yeah,
for a second the way that she's standing, like her stance, and I think she had some jewelry on, so we thought for like a second we were like, oh my god, are they bringing Talo? Is Talo coming to help? And then it was like, no, that's not rings.
Dang it.
Yeah,
you know, that would have been a fun cameo with Shang-Chi.
I know,
because
I've been thrilled.
Wong, okay, like the fact that they weren't even mentioned or the rings weren't even mentioned because Wong was there at the end of the movie, so clearly they know about this power. But I don't know. I don't think
that right now the Hong Kong master hasn't been given a name. She just is the Hong Kong master.
Okay,
but she was the one who was like, "We'll hold her off," or she said something, and she was standing there with Rintra.
Yeah, I love it.
I just thought that was cool. But yeah, we were hoping that Talo would like. Ugh, here we are.
That'd be cool. That would have been cool. But
yeah,
maybe one day. Okay, so I have something. So okay. When you dream, it's you seeing your other.
Freaks me out.
Hold on. Let me get to my point, because do you remember in Endgame, Tony and Pepper were walking through the park and Tony was talking about his dream about Morgan?
Oh, shit. You're right.
I saw somebody posted a TikTok and they're like, this scene hits different after seeing Multiverse of Madness. And I'm like, holy shit.
The only thing, though, is isn't dream walking like a conscious effort that is frowned upon in the Darkhold?
Well, so dream walking.
They talk about dream walking is a forbidden thing.
Dream walking is a completely.
Or is it that you knowingly.
Dream walking is you're possessing the other version
knowingly
of yourself.
Possess while
but when
you're dream walking.
when you're asleep and you have dreams, you're seeing the other you.
Oh no. Last night I had a dream that there was a ghost hovering over me and Josh screaming like evil things, and he was like, I'm gonna go take a shower, and so I laid on the bathroom floor covering my eyes and ears, terrified. Okay. So yeah. I'm sorry to that version of me. I have no more her life.
Ooh. Yeah, well, I told you my dream, which was
stupidest. He dreamed about Morgan.
So my dream that I recently had, that we'll get back to being sad about Morgan, but my dream that I recently had, I woke up at 4 a.m. from this dream. dream. And this dream was that I needed to rush to the Fairy Loot website to order a special edition book. So my body wakes up after this dream at 4 a.m. and I'm sleepily grabbing my phone like, hold on, let me make sure this isn't real. And then I was pissed because it was 4 a.m. and it wasn't real. So
do you hear that, Fairy Loot? Take us off your wait list.
I had to lean into my mic for that one.
Fairy Loot, take us off the wait list. We want subscription.
Pretty please.
It's a little ASMR for your Friday.
But yeah, so if the alternate universe version of myself got that book, congratulations. I'm so happy for you. But can
your
you send
multiverse
it to me?
Girl is doing a lot better than mine.
I don't know. She was panicking. She was like, I'm not going to make it. I'm too late. I woke up in a panic, but sleepy panic. Like, oh no. Yeah. And it was a lie. But yeah. So anyways, off of that tangent, Tony had a dream about them having a daughter.
Morgan.
Named Morgan. And it hits so differently.
She existed. She came to be.
I love it. It hits so differently. It hits so differently.
Now I have to watch every other Marvel movie to see if like there's any dreams that they talk about.
Right?
Because now that opens up like a whole new
possibility
of spinoffs or what ifs.
Yeah. Okay. So I read an article. A friend sent me an article about Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. And I will say, first of all, I hated the entire article. It was trash. But the article was one of the points that they made was like, Tony was like this force for good and he wanted to do good things for, I'm like, he literally sold weapons. Like, okay, go off. I really hate Tony Stark. We're not going to get into that. But anyways, so
you don't hate Tony any more than I hate Cap.
So anyways, the whole article was basically talking about how Doctor Strange is not a good guy. He's a villain. All he wants to do is cause murder. And it was talking about how there was only one possibility in Infinity, like for Endgame to happen. The one possibility was him killing trillions of people and then hoping that they can come back in 5 years. Like, okay.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, and
okay,
then his,
to be fair, he died too. So it's not like he was just like, okay, bye everybody.
Right.
We'll take a chance on y'all. He took a chance on his own life too.
Right.
I can see that he's a dick. He's not a good
person. He's not a good guy. He's like an asshole. He's a douchebag. He's arrogant. But to call him a villain,
I don't see him as a villain. I just think he's kind of a dick.
And
he makes good, decent choices when it counts.
He is literally a doctor. Has literally taken an oath to save lives, to do no harm. So if and this article, this person who wrote the article was saying that maybe he only saw one version that they won by killing more people, because at the end of Endgame we get rid of Thanos and his troops, so they killed any number of people.
Right.
And they're like, he only wants to kill people, and hit, but I was just like, I cannot take
he
this.
He died too. He blips too.
The whole thing was like, you either, I think he quoted that thing where you either die a hero or you live long enough become the villain. And it's like, and he made a point I don't think Stephen Strange is the villain, first of all.
No.
But he was saying how, like, he was making his point, one of his points was about how, like, Stephen immediately uses the Darkhold once he gets it. Like, okay, yes,
but why?
He was doing
Why did
it.
He do it?
Yeah. You can't just be like, well, he was
look at intent.
And then he was like, clearly he's going to become a villain because now he's got the remnants of the Darkhold with his third eye. I'm like, sir, stop talking.
Yeah,
and of course it was like some middle-aged white man. Of course.
Of course it was.
Because
God love them.
They have to
Somebody's
share.
Got to.
I don't want to, but it happens. And that is further proof that sexuality is not a choice. Because if I could choose to not be attracted to men, I would. They are trash.
I always think of the scene in Parks and Rec where somebody asks Leslie and Anne if they're together. And they're like, no, tragically, we are both heterosexual.
It is tragic. It is. It's the worst. Being attracted to men is the worst.
Agreed. I got a good one, though. So
I'm good. Well, not all of us are that lucky, Manny. All right. I'm just going to scroll through my notes real quick and make sure I got everything.
This went a lot more smoothly than I thought. I thought it would just be us yelling.
I'm glad
it
that
felt
we were,
like yelling.
It felt
just
like,
because,
but I'm glad we were on the same page.
The more I think about multiverse, the more I'm going to quote somebody I don't like. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Do you not like Cap or do you not like Chris Evans or both?
I don't like Cap. I could take Chris Evans directly.
You're quoting Chris Evans.
I know. I'm quoting Chris Evans. I couldn't. I don't care about Chris Evans. I'm sorry to our friend Tiffany.
Sorry, Tiffany.
Dr. Tiffany. More of him for you, yeah. But I'm indifferent. Yeah. Indifferent. I care about him for her.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, it makes me mad. It makes me mad that they called it a multiverse movie when the multiverse is just kind of there. It's you don't call the Avengers, you know, in the New York City of chaos. New York City just happens to be the backdrop.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I don't like, this goes back to when we were talking about Fantastic Beasts. This should not have been named a Doctor Strange movie. Mm-hmm. It was an America Chavez origin story with Wanda pitted as the villain.
Which I love her.
I love that she was a strong female villain who was not like crazy or controlled by her emotions. She
I was talking about America, but
Well, yes, I also love her. Sorry,
she's precious. Listen, her little jacket.
I have a one-track mind. I know, but no, I do love America and Xochitl Gomez. She's doing things. She was 14 when they started filming. She was 14.
How old is she now? She's still 16. A baby.
She's 16.
Insane. And she's so pretty too.
She is. And Lizzie Olsen was like, she is now. I was a full decade older than her now when I started. She started in the MCU when she was 25. Xochitl Gomez started at 14. Like
her little face in the video they made about not posting spoilers where they're just like supposed to scowl at the camera threateningly.
Oh my gosh.
Her sweet. I just want to pinch her little face.
I love her so much. There's a TikToker who does like custom hand-painted fake nails, and Marvel commissioned her to do a set to gift to Xochitl Gomez. So she gifted it to her on the red carpet, and Xochitl's reaction was so precious.
Sweet
girl, please stay this precious, because
yes, forever.
She's amazing. She's amazing. I love her. I love her. But yes, I will say, I'm going back to Wanda real quick. I really love that she had complete control over her choices. She had complete autonomy over what she was doing. Yes, she had influences from the Darkhold, but nobody was telling her what to do. Like in Age of Ultron, she had Ultron telling her what to do. You know, she was being controlled. In Civil War, she had people trying to tell her what to do. In Infinity War, she had people telling her what to do. In Endgame, she kind of just was there briefly. In WandaVision, even in WandaVision, she still didn't really have like complete control and autonomy over what was going on. And here she gets to make all her choices. Mm-hmm. Are they the best choices? Okay, maybe not. Mm-hmm. Murder is not always the best choice. Does that make me like her even less? No. I will stand Wanda.
Forever.
I live, breathe, and die for Wanda Maximoff. Like, nobody's going to convince me that I should not like her. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen.
Speaking of people we live, breathe, then die for, I'm very, very sad that Loki didn't make an appearance, because I thought it was going to be a multiverse movie the people who started the multiverse.
So, you know, in the beginning at Christine's wedding, after he like turns water into wine, whatever, but he's standing and Christine's standing and you can see like across, like the, not across the room, but it looks like it's across, like there's like an opening and then there's somebody on the other side of the balcony or whatever. It looks through. I swear to God, I thought it was Loki. I swear to God.
I would have died. I would have been so excited.
I was sitting there and I was
because like, first of all, you text me and you were like, is it appropriate to wear my Loki ring? And all I sent you back was a selfie at the dinner table of me wearing a Loki t-shirt. Like, yeah, we're manifesting here.
I swear to God, in this scene, Strange is standing here facing Christine. Christine's standing here facing him. And you can see across, like out the doors, there's a whole other side of the room or whatever. And there's somebody standing there talking to somebody else. And I swear to God, I thought it was Loki and it wasn't, but I swear to God, I thought it was. I was like, is this just going to be like a Where's Waldo kind of thing? Like, he's just going to be here.
I would have been fine with that.
I want to know, because I swear to God, it was him. I was so distracted. I was so distracted in that moment because I just kept staring at this man thinking it was Loki.
I just want the multiverse storyline to
an actual multiverse story.
Kick off. Like an actual what happened when, you know, they killed Kang the Conqueror and you know,
I need
and everything so much starts more going freaking
I need
crazy.
So much more information. This is just it was not a multiverse movie. Mm-mm. It was a multiverse movie in that there were multiple universes, aka two or three.
Existing. Yeah.
Three. There were three that we visited.
Yeah.
Because they were on 838 for the battle, and then they were on 616 at home, and then the multi dimension.
Yeah.
And whatnot. But yeah, it just is not a multiverse movie.
It's one of my least favorite Marvel movies, which I hate because it's a Wanda movie. I want it to be one of my favorites.
If I ignore the fact that it's supposed to be like multiverse, and I ignore the fact that it's a Doctor Strange movie, I quite enjoy it. If I think of it as America Chavez, or just America. The movie's new name is just America. That's what it is. It's America. It's an America movie. That's how I'm gonna think of it. If you eliminate those other things, I quite enjoyed it. If I don't think about the fact that they called it Multiverse of Madness, if I don't think about the fact that they called it a Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah, all of it feels hokey now.
Like, the entire title, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, just throw the whole thing out. Just throw the whole thing out. Just call it America, because it was America's movie. Yes. This was an America
We've had
Chavez.
America's ass, and we've had America's
It's America Chavez origin story. Nobody can tell me otherwise. I don't care.
Nope.
All right. Well, I think we're done.
Yeah. That was hope you're glad you're stuck around for the multiverse chat.
And if you disagree with us, no, you don't.
Yeah. Especially like we said earlier, if you're a fragile fanboy who thinks, I don't even care if you do know more than us about Marvel.
Not the point.
Uninterested.
These are
our opinions. We're entitled to them. So if you're a fragile fanboy who just wants to prove that you can mansplain something to us,
listen,
do us all a favor and don't.
Listen, if you are a fan of Anakin Skywalker and you're going to come in here and tell me that Wanda was not a good villain, you can go away. You can go away.
Go away right
now. I don't care. Uh-huh. I don't care what you think. Please leave. I do not talk for
you. If you are a fangirl or a fanboy or a fan they with
if you are somebody who has
valid
something
opinions
to add
you,
to the conversation.
Hey, did you guys think about this? Hey, I thought this, but please
if
tell
you,
us. We'd
listen,
love to know.
You don't have to agree with us. You just have to be kind about it.
Yep.
Don't be a douchebag.
Nope. I might be willing to be a douchebag right back to you.
I will throw hands.
Karen saw it at a book sale. I will be feisty if I need
to. Listen. My nickname is Tiny Asian Fury. I will fight you. And you won't see me coming because, again, Tiny, I am a small person. You won't see me coming. I will end you.
If you want to continue the conversation in a fun and meaningful way, by all means, we've already given you our email and all of our socials. We'd love to hear from you.
We'd love to hear from you. Yes. And if there's something that you picked up on that we didn't, we'd love to hear it. Because
or
if you
saw a scene differently.
I was going to say, if you saw Loki like I did.
Please, God,
tell me, because I swear to God it was him, but it wasn't. But it was. I swear to God it was. It was the same.
It will be funny if I have to eat my words, but I feel like if Tom Hiddleston was there, if Thomas William Hiddleston was in a scene and I didn't see him because I was looking, you know, I know now it's going to be, he was there and I'm going to be the one to eat my words. And that's fine. I can be wrong.
I swear to God, I don't think it was him, but I swear to God, I thought it was. I was so distracted in that scene because I was like, I don't know, but anyways, I hope you enjoyed our multiverse chat. This was quite long.
They've been kind of teasing that he was gonna be in it, but
well, supposedly there were lots of cameos that were cut. One that I don't believe exists and will never want to exist is Tom Cruise as Superior Iron Man. If that happens, I quit the fandom.
I hate Tom Cruise.
So that's another reason to hate Hayley Atwell, because apparently she dated and or is dating him. Anyway,
Josh is gonna make me go see Maverick, and I don't. Because Tom Cruise is such a douche.
Yeah, I don't like him. Never have. But
anyways,
we love you. Thank you for sticking through this very, very long conversation. Thank you for sticking around.
We'll see you next week. We love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.